If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Largest U.S. coronavirus spike since May.
I don't think that this is going to slow down.
John Bolton won't vote for his old boss.
I don't think he has the competence to carry out the job.
Noose in NASCAR driver's garage.
But he says, it will not break me. I will not back down.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez. This is the CBS World News Roundup. We begin the new week with new numbers that show the biggest spike in coronavirus cases in the U.S. since May 1st. At least 12 states have broken records in the past week, 9 of them over the weekend. Correspondent Manuel Bojorquez is in Miami.
Even with testing increasing or being flat, the number of people testing positive is accelerating faster than that.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says even as Florida's record-breaking run of new cases continues, there are no plans to slow Florida's reopening or implement a mandatory mask order. But as cases rise statewide, some cities, like Tampa and Orlando, are implementing mask orders of their own. Dr. Marcia Katz is the chief medical officer at the University of Central Florida Health.
We opened too quickly. Our urgency to open from phase one to phase two was fueled by, again, the economy.
Florida is one of at least 7 states where the 7-day average of positive tests is over 10%. Well above the World Health Organization's recommended 5% for reopenings.
Some Disney resort hotels reopen in Orlando today. New York City gets back to a new semblance of normal. Outdoor dining and in-store shopping return for the first time in 3 months. Former National Security Advisor John Bolton isn't letting up on his criticism of President Trump. He spoke to ABC News ahead of tomorrow's release of his new book, CBS's Weijia Jiang.
John Bolton claims he's speaking out now, in part to prevent President Trump from winning another term.
I hope it will remember him as a one-term president who didn't plunge the country irretrievably into a downward spiral we can't recall from.
But lawmakers from both sides are slamming the former national security advisor who refused to participate in the House impeachment case. But he argues his testimony would not have made a difference.
Bolton says he won't vote for his old boss in November. His book is published by Simon & Schuster, a division of Viacom CBS. There's speculation heads will roll after low attendance at the president's first campaign rally since the pandemic began. Political correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
Maybe it's COVID. Maybe it is this alleged prank pulled by thousands of teenagers across the country to register but not show up. Either way, Saturday night in Tulsa, a big embarrassment for the president and his team, and one that Republicans close to the White House tell me they now expect to lead to repercussions in the coming days.
About 6,200 supporters attended the rally at the 19,000-seat venue. A prosecutor investigating cases connected to Mr. Trump was fired abruptly over the weekend. Now Democrats in Congress are calling for an investigation of U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Berman's dismissal. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
I'm asking Mr. Berman to voluntarily come and testify to the Congress so we know exactly what has happened.
Republican Senator Tim Scott tells ABC.
President Trump actually hired Mr. Berman and he fired Mr. Berman. Everyone in the DOJ works at the pleasure of the president.
A shocking find at Talladega in the garage of the only full-time black driver, Bubba Wallace. CBS's Steve Futterman.
The noose was discovered by a member of Bubba Wallace's race team. Reportedly, Wallace never saw the noose himself. NASCAR was immediately informed. It issued a strongly worded statement calling it a heinous act. NASCAR says it's launched an investigation to identify the person or persons responsible and says it will eliminate those responsible from the sport.
A public viewing will be held for Rayshard Brooks today at Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta, where Martin Luther King Jr. preached. Both police officers involved in his death are facing criminal charges. One of them, Garrett Rolfe, is accused of felony murder. Correspondent Jeff Begay says some Georgia lawmakers accused the local prosecutor of rushing to judgment.
It is time for the district attorney of Fulton County to step aside.
That's Congressman Doug Collins. He is echoing calls from the Atlanta Police Union for a special prosecutor to take over the Rayshard Brooks investigation.
You cannot prosecute cases until the investigation is over.
But District Attorney Paul Howard has staunchly defended his decision to charge Officer Garrett Rolfe and Devin Brosnan. Yesterday, he vowed he wouldn't step aside.
An impromptu block party in Charlotte devolves into violence. Police say two people were shot and killed, seven others wounded. Five were hit by cars trying to get away from the scene. Police say hundreds were at the continuation of Juneteenth celebrations. They believe there were multiple shooters, no arrests yet. Violence rocked the Windy City.
Chicago Police Department Superintendent David Brown addresses a weekend packed with gun violence that has brought the death of several Chicago children, including a toddler in a car and a 13-year-old girl that was sitting in a West Side home.
I put myself in that house, holding that little girl as she struggles to breathe. I put myself in that hospital, clutching a baby with a bullet hole.
On the job now for 8 weeks, Brown puts the blame for a violent weekend on a home monitoring program for violent criminals. He says they are not being monitored and being let out of jail too soon. Brandon Eisen for CBS News, Chicago.
A newspaper in Nashville, The Tennessean, says it's trying to find out how it wound up publishing a full-page ad promising Islam would detonate a bomb in the city. It featured President Trump, Pope Francis, and burning American flags. The paper's editor blames a breakdown in the screening process. Archaeologists make a new discovery at the ancient Circle of Stonehenge.
The team used remote sensing and soil sampling to detect at least 20 massive holes, each about 30 feet wide and 15 feet deep. They form a roughly 1 mile perimeter around Stonehenge itself, and they're roughly the same age, about 4,500 years old. Their purpose isn't known, but the scientists say the technical know-how and social organization necessary to dig those shafts show just how complex Neolithic society could be. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Grunge turns to gold at an online auction. The 1959 Martin D18E guitar Kurt Cobain played in a rare acoustic performance on MTV Unplugged in 1993 sold for $6 million. The new owner, Aussie Peter Friedman of Rode Microphones. Looking for a little relief from the heat? It's tough to find anymore, even in one of the coldest spots on Earth.
The town of Verkhoyansk in Siberia features the world's widest temperature range, and it recently set a new record high. A heat wave across the region pushed the temperature to around 100 degrees Fahrenheit on Saturday, or 38 degrees Celsius. The town is located above the Arctic Circle, nearly 3,000 miles north of Moscow. Bill Rakoff, CBS News.
Hamilton fans won't have to wait for it too much longer. Disney debuted a sneak peek of the hit hip-hop musical at last night's ESPY Awards. The movie version will be available on the company's new streaming service a week from Friday. It was recorded at Broadway's Richard Rogers Theater with all of the original stars, including Lin-Manuel Miranda. And that's the World News Roundup for Monday, June 22nd. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.